And today there's a lot of amazing people here that have volunteered at Port Care in the past and present. We have Catherine Loftus, who's one of the managers there. All those of you that have been there in the past, can you stand up, please, that have helped in the past and you are still there in the present? Stand up, come on. Don't be shy. Come on. Attention. Okay. Ed, you do an amazing job. You all have done an amazing job, and Port Care wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for you guys. And so you guys are just amazing. Ed, you're a champion, mate. You're just brilliant. Every day picking up bread, picking up fruit and veggies, doing deliveries and all the other things you do. Thank you very much. And Catherine, you do an awesome job. You know that. Margaret Stedman, I didn't see Margaret Stedman start. Yeah, give him a hand. So about last year, we started a lunchtime program here. Can we have some photos of the lunchtime program? Okay. We started a lunchtime program here, and we invited people from our connections through Port Care, and so people started to come. That is our Christmas in July that we had. Oh, not that one, the one before was. This is just our normal one. And it's an opportunity where people can come and we build a sense of community where we're able to connect with people and connect people to Christ. It's important, isn't it? The last 2 weeks, we've had two people on Christmas July that asked the Lord in their heart, two Friday just gone by. And that's so important. And one of our greatest things also is we want to have fun. And so that's what we do there. And it is such a really, really good... what's so funny? Oh, look at that photo. Oh, that photo of me, I thought, let's put that up. I just look so good. Oh, look at me, I look so young. Wow. Gee, look at my hair's in place. What a gorgeous kid. You know, we've got some gorgeous children here in our church, some beautiful babies. I'm going to talk about that a bit later. Okay, so Friday just gone by, we had a really, it was a great meeting. We had a couple of, we have general people from the community come. When I say general, you know, just everybody. And we do get some homeless people that come along as well. And they're really fun guys. They are so funny. And they might not come for 2 weeks, but then they'll come. Then they'll come straight for a while. You know, they've probably been here at least 30 times, no doubt about it. And on Friday, before it started, they called me aside and they said, "Oh, Charlie, well, can you help me? Can you help us?" I said, "What's up?" "We need $30. I said, what for?" They go, "Oh, we need it for accommodation." You know, I thought, "Oh, that's cheap." And one guy goes, "Charlie, I've been sleeping out in the cold. I can't do it again." And so I didn't know whether they were being serious or not. I didn't know whether it was $30 for something else, whatever. I says, "Look, boys, for a start, I don't have $30 on me. I'm not saying no, but just let me think about it, okay?" So anyway, we had lunch, had a beautiful lunch. The crew did an amazing job. And then they finished their main course. They were so full, they went and laid on the buffets there and fell asleep. Seriously, they were sleeping. They fell asleep and then they got up in time for dessert. and then we'd finished and they come back to me, Charlie, that $30. I go, and I thought, "Oh, $30. I says, "Look, guys, I'll get it to you." I says, "I don't have it, but..." I spoke to one guy, he goes, "Oh, look," I said, "where are you staying? What is it?" "On Canning Highway, it's a friend of ours, we know him." He said, if we give him $30, he'll let us stay there the night, you know. So I said, "Okay." So then when I spoke to the other guy, I go, "What's your mate's name where you're staying?" He goes, "Tom," and it was Tom. And so their stories collaborate. I said, "Okay, no worries." So I says, "Listen, here's my mobile number, send me the address." They couldn't remember the address, and I will get the money to you. Anyway. So Friday night about, what time was it, 7:30? I remember leaving here and the youth were rocking outside there. Anyway, so I got some money and I took them some sandwiches and stuff, some cakes and, you know, healthy stuff for them to eat. So my wife drives me around. We go, let's take me down to Canning Highway. So we went there and it was unit 14. I can't tell you the address. Let's call these guys Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. They're so funny. They look like them, I'll tell you. You know. So we get there and I go, where's number 14? And it's right up the top. And I go, oh, Lord. I says, Helen, if they throw me off, you know, don't worry, it'll be okay. True, I did say that to her. It was really quite, when you saw some people come out of that place, you were like, whoa, what goes on here? So anyway, so I went up there, knocked on the door, had the money. People watching probably thought it was a drug deal going on, you know. So I went inside and anyway, Tom was there and it was a real deal. The two boys were there. They had blankets on the ground and they got to have a really good night's sleep. But also the guy's going to let them stay there for I don't know how long. So that's really good, isn't it? Isn't that amazing? Oh, praise God. So what's the point of my story? Is, you know, we can make a difference. Yeah? You know, we can make a difference. And Paul Care is a very practical ministry, okay? It's very practical. Since last year, I just did some quick calculations. On the Friday meals that we do, we have done 2,040 main meals. I'm not including desserts and all that. And for 2,040 meals, including dessert, 4,080. We don't always do three. Winter time, we're doing soup, we've been doing maize, we've been doing 5,280. So we've had about 2,040 people come in here over the last almost 12 months. How good is that? That is amazing. We have, I have Deb Baker's husband, Mike, who comes in and helps Margaret Stedman. We have some great kitchen hands, cooks. Karen Baker, Jared, and many others that help on that team. They are just incredible. They are just amazing. In our Port Care store on South Street, that is a really good place of where we make connections. It's a great place of hope. It is just amazing where people just come and there's just that. People love coming. They go, there's something different about this place. It's the presence of God. It's the presence of God. I had a lady there a few weeks back and I'd seen her before years ago and she wanted to talk to me. So I sat with her and spoke to her and she says, oh, look, I'm living on the streets with my two kids for the last two months. I said, well, what about friends? She goes, well, I've stayed at some friends in between that. But she goes, but hopefully today I get a house. She goes, I'm going to see, I've got to drive such and such and I'll be getting the keys, I'll be in the house, but I've got nothing in my home. And so she goes, I've got my last $7. She goes, hopefully I'll be able to get petrol and I'll be able to go down. She had to go down towards Armidale to see somebody to pick up the keys to go to where she's staying on Spearwood Avenue. And so I said to her, and I wanted to make sure that she was going to be able to get a house. So I said to one of our guys, I says, Dave, can you go with her? Just go to the petrol station. Here's the card. And just fill up a car with petrol. And so then we know she will. That's stupid, isn't it? Why do I get emotional over that for? I don't know. It's ridiculous. Anyway, they're driving out the car park in her car. Would you believe she runs out of petrol? Dave comes in and goes, Charlie, we didn't even leave the car park. She's run out of petrol. I'm like, okay. So when he got a 10, put got some petrol in it, put it in the car, drove her up, filled it up, and eventually she got her keys, and she's in. How good is that? She's got somewhere safe, somewhere for her children. And so, you know, it just takes all of us, doesn't it, together. You know, we're talking about at the moment we're in the season of leap into spring. You know, and this is about our missions program. This is something about for our whole church to get involved in. Everybody, all of us, if we can get involved in this, and if we all can just take that first step, just one step. You know, maybe in your mind, you haven't gone there, you've gone, they can do it, I'm not getting involved. You know, they can. I don't want to be a part of this. But please explore your heart with God. God, are you taking me somewhere? Lord, is this a mission that you're taking me on? Do you want me to go there? Open up your heart to the Lord and go, come on. And with all of us as a church, take that first step. It's just a small step for you. Kate said, just deny yourself a coffee a week or two coffees so that we can go on this mission together. And what a giant leap for mankind. What an awesome leap for everybody. Now, one of the greatest commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and all your body. Jesus says that's the most important. The second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is your neighbor? Can you put that photo of me and little Lucas, please? Who is your neighbor? Well, your neighbor are those that are around you. Anybody that you can influence with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is your neighbor. But God has also called us on a mission and an assignment. And as a church, you know, many years ago, Pastor Andrea went to Liberia with Susan Pitar, and she went with Sarah. And just that small step going there has created church plants. Can you put the photo of the African? Can you just do the single one on the left? That one photo on the left, on where the kids in the pink shirt. Can you do that one or not? You can't. Okay. Can you see really close? Look. Can you see a white kid there with a white bald head in the orange? Can everybody see him? Okay. I went there about 4 years ago, and I met all those kids, beautiful young kids, just amazing. And this young kid there, he's an African boy, he's an albino kid, okay? And when we seen them, and him amongst the kids, he was so sad. He was just the kid that was left out, you know. And anyway, we had a lot of fun with the kids. Doug and Kathy O'Day were there with us. And Kathy O'Day is a principal of a school here in Perth. So she came to help consult and help us with the school over there, how, you know, have a good curriculum going, have a good model and all of that. And so this young boy, she said, him not having a hat, having no sunscreen, no long shirt, this is not healthy for him. This is quite dangerous. He's going to get really cooked because of the sun and the heat. So she rallied us. You know, Renska, Sue were amazing, you know. We've got sun cream, we've got this kid long shirts, we've got him hats. And his sister goes to the school as well. And we showed his sister, the girl's instructor, this is what you're going to do every day with your little brother. Because they come from a family and they come to school every day. And put sunscreen on him. Put a hat, long shirt, and so he can have school. And with a lot of great care, that kid will grow up and he'll be an awesome kid. Now, you saw that photo of me with little Lucas. You know, he's going to be fine. You know, he's got shelter. He's got everything. He's going to be looked after. He has the resources. They don't have the resources over there. Okay, they just don't have it. That, see that lunch meal there? That's what we had on Christmas for July. Is that getting you all hungry for lunch? So they do need our help. They need us to take that one step. And the giant leap, the influence that you will have in Liberia will be amazing. Totally amazing. You know, we're there to help those kids, but we're also there. So can I have that other photo of me with Pastor Contessa and Marnie, which is Susan Pitar's sister? They're a beautiful couple. They pastor one of the churches over there. He is actually Sierra Leonean. And when I was there, I preached in their church. And I said, oh, I reckon you guys are going to have an impact in Sierra Leone. And they will. And I think we've got a branch happening in Sierra Leone as well. So guys, they need our help. You know, and I'm not just talking about Liberia. There's China. There's India. There's Lynn Tobin with the saris that, you know, she goes to India every year. And she meets all the widow women. And she presents them. She gives them a sari. And it's so dignifying for them. You know, it's just an incredible impact. And, you know, and that's what we want to do. We want to create here at C3 Fremantle a great impact on our neighbours here, okay, your neighbours wherever you are, but also overseas, okay. This is one of our missions. Jesus gave us the great commission to preach the gospel to everyone, to make disciples of all nations. That is the commission. It's not the great suggestion. God doesn't suggest that to us. Look, I'm just suggesting that you do this. He's saying, go and do it. Go and do this. It's not the great suggestion. It's the great commission. Do it. Take responsibility for this and make a difference. Make an impact on other lives overseas. One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. You know, when that happened, about 1 billion people were listening at home. I can't remember where I was at the time. I might have been at school, and I think we might have heard it on the radio. Can anybody remember where they were when that actually happened? Where were you, Sue? You're at work. Were you watching it?
TV set on in the office to watch it.
Yep, and they showed it live.
Yep.
Fantastic, yeah. I think they did that in all schools. That's what I thought. I thought I was at school, and I can remember that happening. And that statement today is so real and so pertinent for us. God's not sending us to the moon. He's not telling us to go to the moon. There's no life there. There's nobody there. But there's plenty of life in Liberia and India, the Philippines, China. You know, we have two amazing young people here, Amber and Kathy Ackerley. Are you here? Can you two stand up? Give them a big hand, please. These two young people go into our school and they mentor young women. They mentor young women. That's a pretty... I wonder what it was like the first time they went into that school. Probably a bit scary. You know, one small step. And look now, what a giant leap for those young women that they are mentoring. I've been here on a Friday night. This was last year, and I remember two of the girls. I've seen them here still. They still come. Two girls from South Fremantle High School. Gorgeous kids. Just beautiful kids. remember talking to one girl, and her mum and dad are separated, you know, divorced, and she felt that she was at fault. She felt she was at fault. I said, "Have you talked to your mum and have you talked to your mum and dad?" She goes, "I can't." And I processed that with her, that it's not her fault, that this is their deal, not your deal. I don't know why, but some children, when there is a divorce, they take it upon themselves and they feel like it's their fault. If you've had a divorce and you've got children, please talk to your children. Please process that with them. Talk to them. Let them know this had nothing to do with you. It's not your fault. But anyway, back to that. These girls do an amazing job. One small step for them, but one giant leap for mankind. Having an impact on our world. Taking the mission seriously. Well, I had a lady who volunteered. Am I nearly out of time? You are kidding me. It's 11:22. I just saw one of the ladies leave to go to the cafe. Oh, Lord, okay. All right, I'm going to tell you this story. I had a lady who came into Port Care. She comes in, and I used to see her all the time, and one day I said to her, "Hey, would you like to come and volunteer here?" She goes, "Well, what, me?" I go, "Yeah, you." She goes, "Oh, yeah, okay. When shall I start?" I always say, "Tomorrow." "Oh, tomorrow." "Okay, I'll come in tomorrow." So anyway, she came in, and as time went on, she'd come to church. She's now moved. She lives in Melbourne. And one day I was talking to her up in the office. He said to me, "You know, Charlie, you don't realise this, but Port Care saved my life. I was very suicidal, and Port Care gave me a purpose. It gave me something to get up to in the morning." She said to me, "Even when I didn't want to get up," she goes, "I had to be there because I knew you were relying on me." It gave her a purpose. This is, I spoke to her, I actually rang her this week. And, right, and she said to me, "It was a life-saving move. I had serious depression. I was completely a lost soul. It got me out, being useful and appreciated. It gave me a chance to move, to make steps, to move in the right direction and be part of the community. It was something that the psychiatrist could not give me. Charlie, you made me feel appreciated and wanted. You were good to me." Now, "Charlie, you were good to me. You made me feel wanted and all that." And many of you, Katie, Barry, many of you have touched lives and you've made people feel wanted, accepted. I mean, she said that about me, but I know there's many, many others here. Keep doing that. Keep it up. Keep on loving people. You know, Jesus says, "As I was sent into the world, now I send you." That is for us locally, our neighbourhood, and our neighbourhood overseas. They are our neighbours. You know, Pastor Nigel and Andrew, they're one small step to Fremantle. And look today. Charlie and Helen, Dom and Diane, Julian and Leone, Greg and Caroline, Amber, Jared, all of you here. I put all your names in there. Everybody, Paul, Josie, Norma, Bremer, all of you have joined. And we are one big community. We are one big family. And God calls us to take that one small step. because there's going to be a great impact. A giant impact to the people we reach, the churches that we plant, the young children that we educate. So please pray, ask God what He calls you to give. If you're in your mind, you've gone, I'm not going there. Please go there. I challenge you to go there. I challenge you to go there. Go there in your heart. Go there in your mind. Let's stand up. Let's go there now. Take that step in prayer right now, that one step. Heavenly Father, I avow myself to you. That one small step for man. That one small step for you and I. That one giant leap for mankind. You have called us, Lord, to touch mankind. You've called us, Lord, to plant. Lord, you've called us to educate. Lord, you've called us to care for the sick. Lord, you've called us to care for the poor. Father God, thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit. Now, Lord, lead me in this direction of this great mission, this great assignment. Lord, what would you have me to give? You may not go there, but you can go there in your finances. You can go there in the love in your heart. I'd want you to do this out of any other reason but love, out of generosity for your neighbor. Your neighbors. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah. If you look, I just want to leave the front here open. If you want to come and present your heart to the Lord for any reason. You just want to come and avail yourself to God and just want to be soaked in His presence. I want you to come. Just come. Just take a step. Just take a step. Take that one step and come. Say, Lord, I give you my life today. Maybe God's challenging you in other areas. Just come. Just come. I also want to pray. If you're struggling, some addictions, I want you to come. I felt the Lord speak to me about addictions. And on Friday, at the lunch, before it even started, I had a lady quietly talking to me about some of her personal, and that was one of them. I thought, wow, Lord, that's what you spoke to me about. And I feel this morning to go there right now. If you're struggling with some addictions, please come. Let's close our eyes. Let's close our eyes. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, I thank you for your Holy Spirit this morning. The Spirit of God is here to set people free. If you're entangled with something, or you are a slave to something, well, then you are a slave to that thing. God can set you free. He wants to set you free. He doesn't want you to be a slave to that. You come. come. If God's challenging you to go on this mission, to take this one small step and one giant leap. Some of you are ready, you're giving, you're there, you got it. You're struggling, you come too. Don't be vulnerable before the Lord. It's okay to be vulnerable. Just come. Maybe you just want to come and be in the presence of God and let Him touch you. Just come. Thank you. I'm going to leave this open right now. You want to come, you come. You just want to recommit yourself to Christ, you come. Surrender to Him. Thank you, Lord. We'll just keep playing for a bit and feel free to head out into the foyer. Please feel free to come out and let God minister to you. Thank you, church.